And prepared for her to share her heart. She had 5 pages. I have 2. Okay. I'm not going to take the time to read Matthew chapter 6:9-15. We've been reading those. And what I want to do is I want to mention that the word forgive and the word trespass, those words are super powerful, and we're going to come back next week. We're going to talk about those. And really what I want to do this morning is I just want to remind you that, as we mentioned before, a life of faith in Yeshua is made possible through the forgiveness of God. Our redemption, our transformation, and our hope is all about our sin debt and our trespasses being forgiven. Forgiveness is at the very center of this new heavenly citizenship. This upside-down kingdom is experienced and is based in forgiveness. Forgiveness is integral to our journey of faith, hope, and love. We are called to be vessels or instruments of forgiveness. Now, as we've been talking about prayer, one of the things that we've discussed is the whole process of prayer and the purification process. Well, as we pray and as we pray daily about forgiveness, God the Father gives us forgiveness. And so in each one of our lives, it may look different because we're all different individuals. But as we experience his forgiveness, as he pours his forgiveness into our lives, I just want to mention to you that because this is all about forgiveness, there's something that the point is made very plain here about the reality of Christ in our lives. I've seen a lot of people in my life that are very religious, that know the Bible, that can talk about Jesus. But it appears to be that on a functional level, their idea of forgiveness is just like this. I got me some. I'm going to hold on to that. But don't you dare ask me, wasn't tight enough. Kleenex on all 3, please. Not going to pass it on. Conversations, confrontation, reality, no, I'm not going to pass it on. And yet we all look different. Did you get the illustration? Forgiveness is about receiving it from God and passing it on to others. It's not about saying, oh, I got forgiveness and I'm going to heaven and it's sealed and I don't ever have to pass it on. I want to ask you to really consider the power of what Jesus is saying in these words. And he repeats it in other scriptures. So if you're here this morning, or if you know somebody that you don't forgive and forgiveness is not part of your life experience, I'm going to ask you to consider the thumping of what the Spirit of God is doing in you. And if you are sitting here this morning and there's absolutely no thumping, you need to be scared to death about what your version of Christianity looks like, because it's in direct conflict with what Jesus has been saying to us. Next Sunday, we're going to look at multiple examples, but I want to remind you of Matthew 18:21-35, and I just want to read several things that I've personally learned through the years. This is about me personally. So if you want to take issue with some of the things I'm saying, you come talk to me personally. Forgiveness does not take away anger and frustration. You heard her say that. Forgiveness does not take away anger and frustration. Forgiveness does not always remove the consequences of an action or decision. It can in certain cases, but not necessarily. Forgiveness is more of a release for the person who has been wronged, lied to, or sinned against than it is for the person who has committed the wrong. Forgiveness does not restore damaged relationships, as that process is not about one person, but it's about two or more. Forgiveness does not create a new desire to like an evil, wicked person or persons. Forgiveness is not trust. You can forgive someone and never trust them again. Forgiveness creates a freedom of spirit and soul. The reason I say these things is because what I want you to consider as I close this morning is that I want to ask you, does your expectation of forgiveness keep you from exploring or embracing forgiveness? And this is what I mean. If you're somebody that has an expectation, let's say that forgiveness creates a fully restored relationship, and you absolutely don't ever want to be around that person again, then you're going to have a problem with forgiveness. But that's a false view, a false expectation of what forgiveness really is. Your false expectation is creating a barrier in your mind and in your life. If you think that forgiveness is just going to create this utopian relationship-generated beautiful environment, and since you already are convinced that the other person is never going to cooperate in that, then why would you pursue forgiveness? Because it seems like it's going to be a frustrating, crazy outcome. And yet, I want to throw this out to you. Is there a difference between forgiveness for the person? Is there a separation about forgiveness of the act? Just something to think about. Because see, as we're talking about forgiveness, we're taking several weeks on this because this is not a cookie cutter. We're going to give you three or four things and you can embrace forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that Jesus says that we need to focus on and pray about daily because it goes to the very threads of our internal being and who we are and our humanity before God. It's not an easy subject matter. She already read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Do not judge, Luke 6:37, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. The verse before, the one she said about being kind and tenderhearted, verse 31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. You know what I found in my short years of being alive? The person that refuses to forgive, that has hatred toward the person that perpetrated the sins against them, becomes the very focus or the very portrait of the person that they look at the most, and they wind up being a replica of the very things that they hated. Over and over and over again, I've seen teenagers that are 18 years old being just like their the dad or the mom or whoever. I've seen 50-year-olds and 70-year-olds living the same lifestyle and doing the same things as the very person that they hated. Luke 17:3 and 4, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him, and if he sins against you seven times in a day and turns to you saying, I repent, you must forgive him. 1 John 1:9-10. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. You can't have the gospel without forgiveness. And you can't truly understand the gospel and experience forgiveness and live your life like it doesn't get passed on. I know it's not easy. I know it's not neat. I know it's not clean. I know it's not dirty. But can I just tell you something? If you've been a part of a religious system or a theological belief, or you've approached the Bible like it's some lily clean, sweet, this book is full of dirty, rotten, raw, nasty, struggling humanity. But from beginning to end, this book shows us what forgiveness looks like, and it looks different in different situations and different personalities from Genesis to Revelation. So, Father, this morning we ask for your help. God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so very much for showing Lori and I how to forgive. Thank you for revealing to Debbie how to forgive. Father, I can't thank you enough for the freedom that you've created in me and the freedom that I live with. And I thank you that I can learn to love on a deeper level because of the freedom of forgiveness. And so in the name of Jesus, by your Spirit, I ask in your Son's holy name that you would work in our midst and that you would flush out in each and every one of us that those roots of bitterness and resentment, those roots of hatred. And God, I ask that you would help us to fight through that whole struggle and to yield ourselves to you, and that by your power, your strength, your example, Father, I confess that I never deserved, I have never earned the forgiveness that you've given me in Jesus. And so I thank you for the privilege of passing on forgiveness to nasty, selfish, evil people. So God, none of this makes sense in our own flesh, but by your Spirit, you enlighten us and you open our eyes and our hearts. So God, we want to be the people that you want us to be, and we want to shine your light through our lives, and we want to be a blessing to other people. So help us to understand forgiveness on a deeper level. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.